Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We're starting our T3 observations for Sunday, March 21st, 2010. As noted in the text, we have a number of topics to go through today. Some of the ones that have been requested by new visitors. I also received a summary of Arch Crawford's very negative forecast, which has something to do with our own forecast of a major top in the late August time period. So I thought I'd comment on that one. I have a request for how to start out learning about T-theory, because there are new people coming all the time, so they don't really know what's going on yet. So as I have typed in at my T-Theory Foundation main page, which has all the tutorials and everything on it, the best thing to do is to start to go slow. Visit the AmShare site so you know what I do, and then read over a couple of tutorials, and then just start to look around at some of the older broadcasts are somewhat interesting. And if you plow through them, you probably be confusing at first. But you can also request a topic, and in this case, I decided to start with a little bit of the work that we're doing on the advanced decline T charts, the ones from 66 to the present. And today we're going to use the one that was done in December 4th. I have a programmer who has now finished converting this stock up, and we're trying to put the cash buildup lines in it. And this should be taken care of in the next few weeks, and then we'll get more or less into that sort of details. But basic problem is that the advanced decline line has made a new recovery high that is above the 07 high, and we can't find out how we have a T that goes up, presently comes out of the recent lows into late August, but it appears to be impossible to make a new T. And that leaves the market very vulnerable. So that sort of ties in with Arch Crawford stuff and the idea of not being able to make a market rally without the advanced decline line preceding it. I mean, without having a cash buildup phase in the advanced decline line is the important thing that I just wanted to pass on today. Then I also had a request on my study of interest rate T's. There are some things in the archives. What happened was the one I'm going to present you is a bunch of pictures that I did back in the prior to 1998, and it shows it is possible to construct T's in a momentum oscillator based on interest rates, which projects market bottoms. In the 1990s, that technique just sort of went out, and it didn't do anything. Mainly because there weren't any bottoms, and the period from 92 up to 98, the market just kept rising. And these interest rate T's kept predicting bottoms, but there was nothing there. It wasn't a top or it wasn't a bottom. It was just nothing there. So later on in 03, I came up with another way to do it with daily charts, and those worked for a while, then they didn't work for a while. So in any case, when I get this 1966 to the current period done, I have the long-range bond interest rates in it, and that's what you have to be able to use. So I'm just going to put this down as an activation, and when I categorize this today's post, it's going to be characterized as a interest rate T, because that's sort of laying the groundwork so that if somebody goes down, and you go down to the categories, you're going to find if you look at interest rate T's, you'll be able to pick up this thing. Oh, it includes other stuff as well, but that's the way. Well, I can categorize it in a couple of different ways so that it'll show up in different searches. Then we're finally going to look at a chart, which is a very, very big chart. You should see that in the PDF file. It's bonds, bond prices using the VUSTX, which is Vanguard's long-term bond, longest-term bond fund, 30-year interest rates, symbol is TYX, and the S&P, and all three of them are all lined up together, and you can reach some conclusions, and you can help get around the problem that some of these interest rate T's don't quite work, and you can come up with some general conclusions for the long-term future of what you're going to be looking for as far as interest rates. That ties in with our best bond strategy, because as we go into the top period here, the high yield bonds tend to become a liability to what is going to become a decline, and the government bonds become the best objective. Government bonds come in long term, which is like 30-year bonds, intermediate term, which is 8-10 years, and then there's some short term government bonds of 5 years. Below that, it's treasury bills. You have to know something about the difference of that, but if the long-term ones are very volatile, and if you time it right, you can get capital appreciation out of them. That's what the story is going to be there. I'd also mention that the last time I talked about Vanguard's long-term government bonds, people who did a Google search on that found there were a whole bunch of new funds that have only been around for about a year or a year and a half or 2 years, and those are the ETFs. The one that you're going to see in the chart is the one that closes, you buy it at the end of the day's quote, and it has a 20-year history, so you can do all the research in it. But there is apparently a whole set of these have been cloned with a slightly different symbol, and if you do a Google search on you'll end up finding these bunch of funds. But you want the ETF that corresponds to this one is the one that's the longest term Treasury bonds. It has a maturity of about 20 years. Mostly owns the longest term government bonds that they want to put in the portfolio. And so I just clarify that in case somebody is going to ask that question all over again. So that's pretty much what we're going to do today, because we're starting to move into the I'm going to review the short-term picture, and the short-term picture is we've got an arms warning signal which says we're going to have a correction. So we're possibly getting into the point now where we've just passed a correction, we've had a rally to new recovery highs, and we're going to have some kind of a 2-4% correction or something like that. But we're getting into the point now where we're going into this top phase projected by the current advanced decline T number 13. So you have to start looking at what the future is going to be, and all of the topics that we're going to be doing in the next few months is just a preparation for that major top. So that's it for this audio commentary for the introduction, and then we'll be back with our next project. Thank you.